The 2nd of May is not too soon to hear about this summer's big movies. And in a moment, we'll hear about one of the first big action movies of this coming summer. But first, for equal time, remember a few years ago when the hit movie Chocolat hit movie screens. That's chocolate for those of you who are, those of us who are language impaired. It was the ultimate chick flick. Juliette Binoche, Johnny Depp, lots of chocolate. Now the author of the book that inspired the movie has written a sequel. And Martha Woodruff reports from member station WMRA.
In The Girl with No Shadow, Joanne Harris revisits the world she created in Chocolat, one where ordinary-seeming people don't quite live ordinary lives, which certainly describes the author's childhood.
I had a great-grandmother who believed in so many strange superstitions that I was infused with these beliefs from an early age. She used to tell the future from the things that catch on to the hem of your skirt when you've been sewing, and different coloured threads would mean different things. And if a black cat crossed your path, it could be bad luck coming from one side or good luck coming from another, and certain flowers were bad luck and certain signs were good luck. And of course, all that influenced me quite a lot as a child.
Is that child still alive in you?
Totally, yeah. She's writing the books now.
Joanne Harris's 1996 novel Chocolat introduced us to Vianne Rocher, maker of magical sweets, on the page as winsome and winning as Juliette Binoche was in the 2000 film adaptation.
The pepper triangle, that's for you. Tiny hint of chili pepper to play against the sweetness. Tangy, adventurous.
I hadn't realized at the time of writing Chocolat how much history and folklore has been attached to it.
Joanne Harris says the appeal of chocolate is that we all know it's both delicious and somehow wrong.
We've always had this kind of built-in idea that confectionery and witchcraft are somehow linked. The idea that from the witch in the gingerbread house, of which the tiles were made of chocolate, to the Snow Queen and her enviable capacity to conjure up Turkish delight out of thin air, there's always been this kind of link between witches and confectionery.
In The Girl with No Shadow, 5 years have passed since Vianne Rocher closed the door of her shop in a picture postcard French village. Mother now of two daughters, Vianne is attempting to live a quiet, non-magical, dutifully maternal life in Montmartre. And this life is just not working.
If Chocolat is milk chocolate, The Girl with No Shadow is dark chocolate.
Joanne Harris describes this chapter of Vianne Rocher's life as a dark urban fairy tale.
Chocolat was very much about what makes you happy, whereas The Girl with No Shadow is what makes you afraid. And Zosie, who is, I have to say, my favourite villain so far, has got the edgy attraction that you get from what frightens you and what's dangerous.
In this passage from the novel, as Vianne's older daughter first catches sight of Zosie, she mistakenly sees in her all the magical light and playfulness that her mother once had.
From the back, at first I thought I knew her. The bright red coat that matched her shoes. Coffee cream hair tied back with a scarf. And were there bells on her print dress? And a jingling charm bracelet around her wrist? And what was that? That faintest gleam in the wake of her, like something in a heat haze.
Joanne Harris says she took up Vianne Rocher's story again because it just didn't feel finished after Chocolat.
There might be a third book, who knows? I don't think that this is necessarily the last chapter in her story.
But the author hastens to add that she, like the rest of us, we'll just have to wait and see if Vianne Rocher and her magical desserts will reappear yet again to tempt the appetites of readers. For NPR News, I'm Martha Woodruff.